Well, this time at Insight takes us to Connecticut with Pierre LePage. You helped the Bourne Braves win the Cape Cod League Championship over the summer. What was it like to win a title in the most prestigious college summer league?
I was so blessed to have the opportunity to play out there, and just to be out there was something great in itself. So seeing the season unfold, and toward the end, I think we won 12 games in a row, and as it got closer and closer, everyone in the town kept getting more and more excited, and to come out with the championship in the Cape Cod League, it was really an experience of a lifetime and something that I'll never forget when I get older.
Well, it's also the first championship that Bourne has ever won. Did that kind of make it extra special to be a part of that?
Oh, it definitely did. You see, over the course of the summer, you see the same faces at every game and some elderly folk that have been going to games for 30-plus years, and see all those people at every game and just making the commitment to us and believing in us through the whole way. It was really great to give a championship to that town for the first time, and something I think everyone on the team was truly proud of.
We know that some of the best college players go to Cape Cod every summer. How intense are the games out there compared to maybe a regular season college game? Does it really compare, or is it a fairly laid-back atmosphere?
Since there's people from all over around the country on different teams playing, there's a little more team camaraderie toward the beginning of the season with the college season, but toward the end, when you start to make friendships and relationships with everyone, the games do get intense, and coming down the home stretch, I think all of us came with 110% energy and gave it all we had, and to be out there playing with the best players in the country, you can't take a pitch off, so the games are intense, and with the wooden bats, they're all close, and to fight for every run is something you have to do, and so a lot of the games were really uptight and intense, and I mean, I think that's why we all play the game.
Now, you not only play for Connecticut, but you're from the state of Connecticut as well, right in the middle of that Red Sox and Yankees. Are you a fan of either one of those teams?
I don't like the Yankees or the Red Sox because I've always kind of rooted for the underdog, so to like either of them would be a bit contradictory. So I usually find out who comes in last or who has the worst record the year before, and I kind of jump on that bandwagon and root for them.
Fair enough. Now, your style of play has drawn comparisons to Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia. What does that mean to you?
I think baseball is a game that should always be played hard, and sometimes it's tough to watch TV and watch some of the big leaguers. They're not hustling every play, but with my size, I can't get away with that, and I'm not good enough to get away with that. So to have someone like Dustin Pedroia, who's of similar size and who's accomplished so much and had so much success at the big league level, I think just gives me a great incentive to try to play the game like him, try to play the game the right way, every pitch. You know, he just shows that it doesn't matter how big you are, how strong you are. You know, if you work hard enough and you do things the right way, then anything's possible.
Is that kind of the general approach of Connecticut UConn baseball right now? You guys don't have a lot of big hulking guys, just kind of a scrappy attitude?
Oh, it definitely is. Our coach, Jim Penders, he preaches blue-collar mentality, and you got to work for everything you're going to get in return. So our team is basically composed of a bunch of blue-collar guys that, you know, work their butts off every day and have been working as hard as they can since the first day of practice this fall. And hopefully, come springtime, you know, our efforts pay off rewards, and that's definitely UConn baseball.
Back in school right now, how has fall ball gone there?
Fall ball is going really well. We've been scrimmaging each other all fall, and our team's really gelling together, and we have a lot of experience. I think we returned at least 8 of our 9 guys in the starting lineup. Our pitching's going to have to, some of the younger pitchers are going to have to step up this year and provide big performances for us, but fall ball's been going well, and we're playing good baseball, and we have a lot of talent on the team, as a lot of them were on the Cape this summer and had great seasons, and around the NECBL and all the other good college leagues, and we're really looking forward to a big season and getting UConn's name out there on the map.
Pierre, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
There's so many great things about it. I think, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in it, and you spend so much time playing baseball that you wish you could just be a normal student for a day and not have to be out there from 2 to 7 every day. But then we have an off day, and we don't know what to do, so we go down to the field and hit some more. So I think the best thing is just being able to do what we love every day and having 35 guys in the locker room, all your best friends, just always spending time with them. And it's such a great opportunity. It's something I've dreamed of my whole life, and to be doing it right now and to be living it is it's a dream come true, and you know, I want to trade it for the world.
What's the toughest thing?
Toughest thing is bringing 100% every day, and some days it's hard. Some days, you know, you live 4 days in a row, and then on the fifth day you got to go play a scrimmage in the fall, 5 months away from the season. But I think a lot of players can get discouraged about the season being so far away and having to go out every day and give it all you have. But you watch TV and end of the season, all the teams on TV playing in the College World Series, that just gives you enough motivation to, you know, want to do it and go out there and get better and get your team there when it all comes said and done.
Pierre, word association before I let you go. I'm going to throw some different people and things at you, and you just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with Cape Cod MVP and your born teammate, Kyle Roller from East Carolina.
Kyle Roller is a fantastic kid, first of all. He's one of my good friends. I played with him for 2 years, and he comes every day with the same mentality, ready to play, 100%, gives it all he has, and one of the best hitters I've ever seen in my life, and I think he deserves all the recognition he's going to get, and I hope he does well. I hope to see him on TV someday.
Rutgers.
They had a great season 2 years ago. They kind of fell off a little bit last year and struggled. Not sure what they're going to bring this year, but I know we're not going to take them lightly, and hopefully we can take two or three games from them this season.
UConn teammate Scott Oberg.
Scott Oberg, great kid, and for his freshman campaign coming out there, we threw him in every tough situation we had in every game, and you know, he wasn't fazed at all and just went out there and competed his butt off every day and did a phenomenal job for his freshman year. And this year we expect nothing less from him and know he's going to be that same guy, middle reliever, just getting out of big situations and, you know, helping his starting pitchers out when they're in trouble.
Your head coach, Jim Penders.
I love playing for him. He's a great guy, knows the game better than anyone. He gives us the tools and, you know, the ability to perform at the highest level. And I love playing for him. I love playing for the whole coaching staff. And they just all make a great dynamic of people that are real easy to play for.
The NCAA tournament.
Oh, well, I hope to be there, and I hope to be playing in Omaha when it comes time, and hopefully it's somewhere warm, and I want to be on TV playing for a College World Championship.
And the last one, Pierre LePage.
Trying to get better every day and hopefully have a shot to play at the next level. We'll see what happens with that. But like I said, I'm taking it day by day and, you know, getting my education at UConn. That's my first priority, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, if it all came to an end today, I can't say I'd be, you know, really unhappy with the things I've been able to do and the opportunities I've had.
Pierre LePage, spark plug of the UConn Huskies. Best of luck, and thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Take care.